Is daf samach dalid. We got to the bottom of samach gimel and beis in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, the last two lines says, "Ha'isha sham ra," a woman who says, "Hiskabli giti." She says to a shliach, "Except for me, my get." So, and the shliach goes ahead and is makabel the get from the husband. The loch is tzricha shtei kitei edim. There requires two sets of edims in order for the get to be chal. What's the need for two sets of edim? So the first set of edim is shneim, again shtekit edim, shneim shomim v'fenenu amra, two edim to testify that we were there when she appointed the shliach. The initial minu shlichos has to be in front of two edim, and shneim a second set of two shomim v'fenenu kabel v'kara, and another two people who observed the shliach l'kabala receiving the get from the husband, and also that he ripped it. And the Gemara later on is going to explain why you have to rip it for it, just accept it. So again, one set of Edom seeing that the woman pointed the shliach, and the second set of Edom saying that the shliach accepted it, the get from the husband. Morning. So the Mishnah says that these Edom, these Edom can be the same people. You can have the same two people observing the first stage and the same two Edom observing the second stage. Oh, or you could have Echad min harishonim, v'echad min achronim, v'echad min tzarifimahim. You could have Reuven seeing the first stage, Shimon seeing the second stage, and Levi seeing both of them. He could be the third. You could have two Edim, you could have three Edim. I'm not sure the Chiddush there. Once you have two Edim being exactly the same people who saw the first and second, certainly three Edim should be allowed as well. Fine. We just did that first Mishnah there. It says you need two sets of Edom seeing the, when a woman appoints a shliach l'kabbalah, you need an Edom seeing the first appointment, that she appoints the shliach as a shliach l'kabbalah, and you need a second set of Edom saying that the shliach received the get from the husband. You need two stages, and those two Edom could be the same people. It doesn't have to be four people. Two people could see the first stage, and they could also see the second stage. That's what's necessary. So Gemara now says on the top of Samech Dalet Amin Aleph, Itmar. They quote a statement, Baal Omer lepikadon, Ushlish Omer legerishin. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, two lines down from the top here, Baal Omer lepikadon. Get shenosen biyad shlish. Husband hands the get to a third party. Baal Omer lepikadon asativ biyadcha. The Baal says, I gave it to you just to watch, just to hold on to it for me. And Shlish Omer, the guy who received it, the third party, says, Omer, legerishin nasatali, you gave it to me for the purpose of legerishin. Shayisi shlucha lekabala, I was appointed by her, by your wife, to be a shliach lekabala. V'nis garsha bekabalti. And by me accepting it, actually the gerishin was chal. Va'ish va'isha yachar beir. And Rashi points out that the man and woman happened to have been in the same city. We'll see the relevance of that. So that's the machlokes. Baal says, I did not give it to you, Bataras Gerishin, and the Shlish says, I received the Bataras Gerishin. So, me, Naaman, who's believed, the Gemara asks.
But everybody agrees that she appointed him, meaning that it's not an issue that she...
That's what it sounds like, right? That's what it sounds like. But the question, what was the intention of the husband?
Right.
So, Rav Huna, Amar, Baal, Naaman, we trust the husband, that he gave a Bataras Pikadon, it's not a good Gerishin, until it gets to her hand. And Rav Chista, Amar, Shlish, Naaman, no, we believe the Shliach. So I wants to know, Rav Huna Amar Baal Neman, why is the husband believed? Di'im isa l'gerishin yuhav ne'le, l'dida, hava yuhav l'nehele. Because Rashi pointed out a very, very important factor, that they were living in the same city. So in the same city, had he wanted to really divorce her, he would have just went to give it to her directly. The fact that he gave it to a third party clearly shows he wasn't intending on divorcing her. And Rav Chista Amar Shlish Neman, no, the third party's believed. Why? Dahemne, he believed him. The very fact that he gave it over to him shows that the Baal trusted him in general. So if you trust him in general, so you have to trust whatever he says. So even in the Baal's claim that this third party was a shomer, so that means the husband trusted him. So once you trust him, you have to trust whatever he says. So now that the shlish says, well, you gave it to me, Bataras Gerishin, so you have to trust him that way as well.
There's another thing. The shliach would have to have been appointed with two witnesses watching. Otherwise, his shlichus means nothing. Says the Mishnah.
So it's possible. So maybe that's a very good point.
So while he's going to say I'm a shliach and I'm really not, then I wouldn't have accomplished it.
No, so maybe that's what Ricky said before, that let's say everyone agrees he was definitely a shliach l'kabbalah. But when the husband gave it to the shlish, was he giving to her him the Torah Gitin or just simply as a shomer? Granted that he was a shliach of the wife, but he may not have given to him rather the shliach as for the gerishin to be chal. the Gemara says, Masiv Rav Chista, Rav Abba, rather, Rav Abba asks, Ho does Baldin Kimei Edim Damim? Vishlish Neman Mishneim. So in general, a person who admits to something, he's trusted, he has the strength of trusting, he has the strength of 100 Edim, and the Shlish, this third party, someone who's trusted with to watch something, is Neman Mishneim. He's believed more, greater than those two. Meaning what? Ketzad. Zeh Omer Kach, Vizeh Omer Kach. One guy says A, another guy says B. Shlish Neman, Shlish is believed. So we see that Shlish has always overrides. That's halacha. The Shlish, the very fact that I'm willing to put my possession, my pikadon, in the Shlish's hand, shows I have a lot of Nemanis in him. So the Shlish is always Neman. He always trumps any other taina. How come here in this case, could so Rav Chista is good. Rav Chista says we trust the Shlish. How could Rav Huna say against the Brice that says we say the Neman's believed, and Rav Huna says the Baal's believed against the Shlish? So the Gemara says, Shiny Mammon dis Yahiv l'mechila. You can't compare the world of Mammonis with the world of Isser. When it comes to Mammonis, if you look at Rashi, Rashi two narrow lines down says, dis Yahiv l'mechila, it's given, it's always ready for Mechila, Shim Machlo Macho. Hilkach Shlish Neman. The Chavin Shem Minu Masa Biyado. Since they believe the Shlish, the two people were fighting, they gave it to the Shlish to hold on to it, and they gave it over to him. Nisratza Beftachto Alav Limchol Amamono Ulaamin Akom Asher Yomar. They said, whatever you say, the Shlish, we trust you. We're putting our full belief in you. Whatever you say, the Taina is, we're going to trust you. And if it wasn't the case, we're willing to be Mochel. We trust whatever you say. Avav Milsadisi or Ein Biyado Lahamin. But the only koach of the shlish is that the two parties who are giving the shlish this object, they're both willing to be mochel if something gets confusing. Whatever the shlish says, we trust him. There is no mechila when it comes to the world of Isser, when it comes to the world of Gittin, and therefore it's not a general rule that the shlish is always right. What do you mean? Hatana, doesn't the Brisa say v'chein the Gittin? That very Brisa says just like that's true when it comes to cases of mamonos of different tainas, the same thing holds true when it comes to Gittin. Where it says, no, Gittin Mammon. It sounds much of the same Brice, a similar one. It's some Brice that's clearly connected to the previous statement. V'chein leGittin's referring to that din. So the same halacha applies to the Gittin. The Gemara says, no, we already learned Mesechas Gittin. We know Gittin doesn't always mean Gittin Nashim. Here means Gittin Mammon. Gittin is a word, it means documents, Sharos. So too, not only when it comes to two people making a taina against each other, we trust the Neman, the Shlish, but even when there's a Sharos, whatever the Shlish says, they're mochel to trust. Doesn't the Brisa also say v'chein l'sharos? So if that says l'sharos, clearly the word gittin can't be sharos as well. That would be superfluous. So Gemara says mide gave hada de tanya. Are these two Brises written next to each other? No, they're two different Brises. These two Brises were saying the same thing. One Brisa decided to use the word sharos. The other Brisa decided to use the word Gittin, but Gittin means Sharos. It wasn't the same author. Had it been the same author writing all Brises, V'chein leGittin, V'chein leSharos, then that would be a good taina. You could say Gittin doesn't mean Sharos. But they're two different Brises, two different authors. They just happened to use two different words, but they meant the same thing. So there is no raya that we always trust the Shlish when it comes to Gittin. The Gemara now says, Tanan quotes the Mishnah, our very Mishnah. This could have been Harry's question, let's see. Tanan Haisha Shamra, wife, a woman who says, Hiskabli Ligita says to a shliach, accept my get. So you tricha shtei kite edim, the Mishnah told us, you need two sets of edim. Why? Shnaim Shiyomu Bufinenu, Amra. Two edim to say that we saw the shliach was appointed to be a shliach lekabala. And Shnaim Shiyomu Bufinenu Kabbal Vakara. And another set of edim, and we said they could be the same two edim, who saw the receiving end, that the shliach received the get from the husband and he ripped it. So again, we have to ignore the word vikar right now, but two sets of edim, one on each stage, the appointment, the minu shlichus, and the kabbalah. The kabbalah of the get, those require edim. So what's the relevance here? Vamai, why is this needed? Lehemne l'shlish. Let them be believed as a shlish. Meaning if we trust the shlish, this third party, we always trust them, we trust the shliach, a shlish, a shliach, same idea. So what's the need for this testimony that b'fneinu they were accepted? We're trusting this person, obviously. Is there Rashi here? Rashi is v'amai bai edim klal lo b'kabbalah v'lo b'amir. You don't need a edim even not in the beginning nor the end, not in the appointment and not in the receiving end. Elabami Rasa Bivad, his very statement as a shlish, as a trusted party, Lehemne Daha Hemne Baal. The husband trusted this person to give him the get. He gave him the get. So whatever he says, that I gave it over, I accepted, whatever the case might be, we should trust anything the Neman says without the need for Edim. So he answers the Gemara, Mi kanafik gita mitosa yade de lehemne? Does the get leave the hand in order to be trusted? Meaning what? If you look at Rashi, Mi kanafik gita mitusa yade bifneinu laharosu lanu dehemnene? Did he show the get to us that we trust him? Hakaru, the Mishnah is a very unique case where it's ripped. Remember that Mishnah said it was ripped for some reason? It was a torn get. Viaf apisha krom biyado bifneinu ein shlish elam kein hashlishish biyado. Meaning the shlish is only believed if he has, if he's holding the chepes in his hand, is he believed? The migo di bai havi avid bay ma'ig dekamer nema nami al miraso. What's the migo there? Again, di bai havi avid bay ma'ig dekamer nema nami al miraso. What's that svara? If he wanted to do it, so therefore whatever he says about zesh shekarol ein biyado l'mosu biyado. The very fact that he has the ability to give the get and accept the get, that gives him the koach to trust what he says even. But now that the get is torn, he has no trust anymore. The migo is not there. He can't do anything with the get anymore. So he lost his migo. He lost his nemanus. That's why particularly in our case of the Mishnah, where it's ripped, there's no chefetz anymore, then we need edim. In a stam case, you're right. We do trust a shlish to say whatever he says.
The maskana before, when we say midi gabe hadadetanya, isn't that a proof that Shlish doesn't apply to Gittin?
For I was wondering the same thing. So what's the question? We
right.
Just proved...
Why are we coming back with this?
Right. I'm not sure. I'm looking at Rashi for a second. So this is just a question on Rav Chista who paskins shlish.
Right,
Rav Huna, you can't corner Rav Huna. Rav Huna, it's open question when it comes to gin. It doesn't have to be like mammon. Mammon, everyone agrees we trust the shlish. Gin is machlokas. So within the world of Rav Chista, who trusts the shlish, so why don't we trust the shlish in this case? Because the shlish here in our Mishnah has no nemar. It's because the get is destroyed. So Gemara says now. Again, the answer was Mika Nafik Gita Mitus Yade Dilemne. So Tinach Amra. Fine. So it still makes sense. Amra Kiba Lamali. So it still makes sense in the stage of the Edim that the Edim say that you were appointed to be Shliach by her. Why? Why does that make sense? Look at Rashi. Tinach Amra. It makes sense when they have Edim saying that she appointed the initial Shlichas. But Kiba Lamali, what's the need for Edim at the other end when he received it? Lasui Edim Shira'u Mikablo Biyad HaBaal, that the Edim saw that the Shliach received the get from the Baal. Harehu Biyado Bifaneinu V'ha Vadai Kablai. So didn't we just say that it was torn? Well, the fact that he has the torn piece of paper in his hand? So yeah, that's the point. I mean, the torn piece of paper, we clearly know he received it from the husband. He has the pieces of paper. Now, this get doesn't work anymore because it's ripped up. So we know the receiving end was there because he has the paper in his hand. But now the trust isn't there because he can't do anything with his get. So that's why you should really only need aid in the beginning that the wife had appointed him. Because we don't trust him anymore. Again, the reason why we trust him that he received it is because not because we trust him, because he has the evidence.
Right.
So, but we still need evidence for the beginning, so that's why you need Edim. So why do you need Edim at the receiving end? That's the question of the Gemara. He has the evidence in his hand. So the Gemara says, Amar Rebbe Hamani, who's the author, Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar Edim Misiri Karti. So where the Edim Misiri, that you have to see, having the actual get is not enough. You need Edim who observed the Kabbalah.
Right. I'm surprised all this didn't come up till now.
I was just thinking that.
Right?
The whole previous sugya would have had no issues if he had Edim.
It would have been a whole different situation.
Yeah. Right, we thought we were done with them. It's been a long time since we saw Edim Asir Karti. So Gemara says, okay. So if you need Edim Asir Karti, so Krolamli, so why do you need a case of it being torn? Even if it wasn't torn, if it was still around, still intact, you would still need Edim at the receiving end because Rabbi Eliezer requires Edim Asir Karti. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Bishas HaGzera Shanu. So Rashi says, what's Shas Gezer? Where there goes there on the mitzvos, and therefore what?
It seems that the question is, why did he break it? It seems that the shliach specifically broke it.
That's what Rashi says, Kro Lamali, Klomer Lamali, Lemakre. Rashi says, why did he have to rip it at all? Very strange. Why was that the case? They're trying to teach us a strange case, who would rip it? So they said, the situation where Shas Gezer, where they were not allowed to do mitzvos. So they did it quickly, and they quickly tore it up and got rid of it. So that was the situation. So now, given the circumstances and the Shas Gzera, exactly. During the Shas Hashma, Shas Gzera, so when they had to rip it, so what were the needed things? How do you get this thing done to make sure the get's a good get? So you have to make sure that there are Edim on both the appointment and... Exactly. No, but in that case, we're not bringing a riot. We're saying that mechanism, what mechanism being used in those cases? I mean, in general, we trust a Shlish. And he just brings back the get and he says, I have the get, I was appointed to be a Shliach LaKabbalah. So this very strange case when it's torn up. So how does he doesn't have an emanas anymore. So that's the case that the Mishnah requires Edim both in the Minoy Shlichas and in the Kabbalah at the end. But in general, you don't really require that, Rav Chisda says, because in general we trust the Shlish as long as the get is still intact. Okay.
We said that he is named, that we don't need... We said we don't need Edim to receive the get because he has the proof, right? And then what did we say?
Right. No. So then we said we're going according to Rabbi Eliezer, who requires Edim Asir Karti. Right. He requires Edim.
According to that sheet.
So according to those who say Edim Asir Karti.
In Shnas Hashma, according to Rabbi Eliezer, this is the time you would have Edim.
Well, no, Rabbi Eliezer always requires Edim. He always requires Edim, even not Shas Shmad. So then the question becomes, why do you need to rip it?
Why does the Mishnah bring that case? It would have made a difference whether it's broken or not.
Exactly.
So
why kara? Okay, so exactly. It's kara because it happens to me. Shas Hashmad.
Right.
But Shas Hashmad.
It was a kashan of a desert.
Right. Okay. But the other kashan would be even if it wasn't Shas Hashmad, even then Rabbi Eliezer requires Edim and Sirkarti, but he doesn't require Edim in the beginning necessarily. Because if the Shlish is trusted, he said, I was appointed Shliach. So we trust him on his own. But now that he rips it up, so we also need Edim in the beginning for the Minas Shlichas as well.
But it would seem is that a fact? That's
right.
From our Mishnah, it would seem that it's two different things. I mean, it would seem that you need that the Edim for when she appoints the Edim is independent to the Edim Messiah. No, it's not a part of, or it is on one.
No, they're independent. You can have the same Edim, but they are independent stages. That's right. So I think during a regular time, Rabbi Eliezer always requires Edim on their Kabbalah end, on the Mesira. So, in the beginning, the Minos Shlichas, based on what Rav Chisda had been saying, we trust the Shlish always, as long as he has the get in his hand. So, if this get is intact, we trust him to say that he was appointed to be a Shliach, so you don't need Edim to say he was a Shliach. That's not Shas Shmad.
Right, my question is are we saying Edim Mesira Karti to say that we don't need Edim at the beginning, or is saying as opposed to Ediksiva Karti?
As opposed to Ediksiva.
Right. So in that case, it might be that he still needs Edim when they appoint the, because it's not, that's not the point of the Edim. The Edim is at the point of the, or not.
No, the Edim for the appointment of the Shlichas is just how do we know he was appointed to be Shlich?
Right.
So if he has the get in his hand, so he has a koach to give it, that alone gives him the trust. There's no need for Edim there.
But then Ediksiva Karti also withhold that.
Karti has what to do with the get's kashish of the get. Nothing to do with the shlish being a shlish.
That's what I'm saying, exactly.
You could have Edim doing the get, but nothing to do with the shlish being appointed.
Right.
So the appointment of the shlish is a completely independent point.
Right.
You could have someone...
So that's exactly where I'm going.
Yeah.
So why would you say that, according to Ediksiva Karti, you need Edim when she appoints the Shlichah.
You don't. The same halacha would apply.
But Edim Mesira Karti also would say that you need Edim when she appoints them.
You need evidence.
You need evidence.
So there are two ways to get the evidence for the shlish to be pointed.
So we say the fact that he's holding it, and since Eidem Mesira Karti is good enough to say that.
No, Eidem Mesira Karti has nothing to do with the shlish.
Nothing to do.
That's
okay.
The kashrus of the get.
Okay.
So the very fact, what gives the shlish the, how do we know he was appointed? If he's holding the get in his hand, he has the koach, that indicates he was appointed.
So everybody agrees when he holds the get, no matter who, that you don't need Eidem for the shlich.
Exactly. Ah, okay. And when it's torn, so you're no longer holding anything,
okay,
so then you need Eidem. Yeah,
okay.
You need Eidem for the initial appointment as well. Okay. The Gemara now says, Amar Rabba, Umode Rav Huna. Rav Huna agrees and admits. And Rav Huna, again, he's the one who holds that the Baal's Neman, in that Machlokas, the Shlish says, I was appointed to be, you gave it to me, Bataras Gerishin. And the Baal says, no, I gave it to Bataras Pikadon. So Rav Huna says, we trust the Baal that was Bataras Pikadon. Why? Because they lived in the same city, the Gemara said, the husband and the wife. He could have just went over and given it to her. Why did he give it to a third party? Clearly he was giving it to a third party just to hold on to, not to give it. So Rav Huna says, and Rav Huna's Moda, Di'i Amra Ihi Lididi, Amrali, if she says to me, he said to me, Shlish, the Shlish said to me, Dilagirishin Yahavi Nehele Mehemne. If now the woman comes in, the wife comes in and says, I also know the Shlish told me that he received it, Bataras Gerishim, then Eden Rav Huna will agree that the Shlish is going to be believed, because now the wife is on the Shlish's side. It's two against one, just a simple reading, even though you have to explain how this works. Where's Rashi here?
It's a good question afterwards.
So, right, it's a strange svar right now.
Right. Where's
the, wait a second. I lost the line. One more second here. Amikamidi dishlish gufei lo meman vei memna. Wait a second. So she has more nemanis than the shlish.
Right,
the shlish always has more nemanis. Here, shlish is not believed, but she is believed, and she's only believed because the shlish told her.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense. Ella, I amra kamai didi legerishin yahav nele mehemne. So she says, in front of me, I was present when my ex-husband gave the get to the shlish. So then memne, then she's believed. Why? It was amigo here as well. She could have said a much easier claim, and she would have got free, that the husband gave it to me. The fact that she made a harder claim in saying that, well, I was there when he gave it to the shlish, so then that gives her name on us.
But at this point, she's holding the get.
She's holding the get, I guess, otherwise the claim wouldn't
otherwise
be good, right?
Good.
You can't make a vigo.
Right.
So I guess something like that. Or it was torn, you know, the case of Shashmad. So that's the migo that gives her nemanus in that case. The Gemara now says, Baal Amar Legerishin Vishlish Amar Legerishin. So now both the Baal and the Shlish say Legerishin. So you imagine what's the question then? He said I gave it to Gerishin, and the Shlish says I received it, Bataras Gerishin. V'yomer Nasan Li V'avar. And she said he gave it to me and he lost it. So he gave it to me and he lost it. So when he gave it to me, how he gave it and he lost it? It's because she lost it, no? What's the case here? It was lost. Okay, but he gave it to me though. So what's the shaila though? If he gave it to her, so shouldn't it be chal then?
Maybe she never had.
Then it was never given. Yeah. He wanted to give it to her. So he wasn't. There's no Rashi here. Let's see. Okay, I'm not sure the Shiloh. Let's see what the Gemara says. Let's see the Shiloh. So comes along Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan, have a davar shaber, have a davar shaber, pachs mishnayim." So, yeah. They don't have proof anymore. You need Eidim. That's the problem. There's no Eidim anymore.
Why? Because once you received it from the shliach.
I mean, we don't know. We have no idea if it happened or not.
Right.
They said it happened. So show me proof. Show me the get. Show me Eidim. They have no get. They have no Eidim. So what's the proof that it actually took place? Where is their Nemanis coming from?
Darshera,
you need two.
Okay.
So Gemara said, why do you need? Okay, so the husband and wife do not believe. They're Bali Eidim. They're Bali Dinim. Rather, Bali Dinim can't serve as Eidim. So the Shvah, am I Lehemne Lishlish? Gemara said, wait a second. The Shlish is not believed here. Mi kanafi gita mitusa yadei de Lehemne? Is he holding the get? Is it get around to give him nemanus? Remember, his nemanus only comes from the migu.
We only say shlish is neman when he always owns.
Right.
The
So Gemara says, "Lehemnei lebal." Wait, trust the husband. Why? Why? Because the Amar Rav Chiya bar Avin Amar Biyokan Baal Shamar Girashi Ishi Neman. When the husband says that he divorced his wife, we trust him that he divorced the wife. Isn't that Nemanus? Rashi explains, where's the Nemanus? How does he believe? What's the Svarab? Rashi says, Girashi Ishi Neman Demal Ola Sheker Harib Yad Ola Garsho. Remember the first toast, not the first, the first daf of Gittin, when it comes to Eid Echa Neman Beisur, and what gives him the Koach? So one of the svaras is this, it's Gemara Nivamos, biyadol. When a person has, it's biyadol lesakin, he has the ability to fix it, so we trust him, that gives him the ability. The fact that it's in his control. So it's biyadol to give the get. So when he says he gives the get, so we trust him. So the Gemara says, it's a Shane Charlotte, Vade should be a good get. So the Gemara says, mi kamar girashti? In this case here, did he ever said he divorced her? He just said, I gave it to Ratar's Gerishin. So Rashi says, "Mi kamar girashi, shliach l'halacha David." He appointed the shliach a shliach l'halacha, not a shliach l'kabbalah. So he has no idea what happened at the other end. Maybe it wasn't done.
There's no proof that he gave it to the wife.
Right. Well, the wife says, "Wait a second. Why do you mean?" The Gemara tells us several places. V'leima chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. We have a chazaka. A shliach is always going to carry and follow through, carry out his shlichus. So we trust him on the other end as well. That Rabbi Yitzchak Homer Shlucho Tzei V'Kidesh Li'Isha Stam Umes Shlucho Aser V'Chol HaNashim Shabalom Chazaka Shliach Oseh Shluchuso. A guy points a Shliach to go marry me a girl. So he goes and he dies. And he doesn't report back to what happens. But we assume before he died he had fulfilled, he completed his Shlichus. So now it's us and all the women in the world, because that she might be a sister or a karov of the one who I'm engaged to. I have no idea who I'm engaged to, so everyone else is usher. So stam shlichus, we assume the chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. So what's the concern here? The husband says, I gave it to shliach lalacha, and it gets lost on the other end, but we should be concerned that maybe the shlichus was complete, and we should be trusted. So Gemara says, we only apply the din of a chazaka sh'adam osa shlichuso, a honey mila, the Gemara says on the top of Amr Beis now, bilachumra. We're machmir to say that we have no idea, so you're also to every single girl in the world. Avala kula lo, but to be a kula, to allow the get to be chal, and for her to be an eshish, who's now going to be a punuya and marry someone else, that's a tremendous kula. We won't go so far to say that. We don't, it's not a vadai. Chazaka is simply, it's a suffix, in this case at least. So Gemara says, okay, so we can't trust him because he only pointed shliach l'olach. He doesn't know what happened on the other end. We can't trust the shliach because he doesn't hold the get right now. We can't trust the concept of chazaka. So maybe lehemne l'dida. Maybe we should trust her on the receiving end. Midi Rav Hamnuna, Dama Rav Hamnuna, Ha'isha she'amr le'baila girashtini, ne'manas chazaka in ha'isha me'iza paneh b'fnei baila. So if a woman says in front of her husband, to his face, she says, you divorce me, she's believed. Because had they still been married, she would not be so brazen to say that in front of her husband. Her current husband, only if they're divorced, would she say something like that. So the fact that she says she was divorced, we trust that she's divorced. Whereas it says, Hani mile hecha deleka de kamasai le. It's only true when there's nothing that's supporting her. And she's still saying it anyways. Aval hecha de masai le, me'iza me'iza. If there's something supporting her, she's willing to be as brazen as she possibly could be. What's the support that's here?
Because the shlish also says. Everybody's saying.
Everyone's saying. The husband said something, and shlish says something. But we have no idea if it happened. Right. We have no idea. But so she's willing to be brazen because everyone's saying that's what the goal was.
Even if the husband alone, without the shlish, would also say me'iza because she's actually. Right. Verifying what he says.
So therefore, she's very comfortable saying this, and we can't trust anymore that it actually happened. It's only a situation where she comes out, there's no support, there's no aid, there's no raglan l'davar, and yet she says it anyway. She's such a brazen woman, such chutzpah to say to her husband, no one have any such chutzpah, it must be that she's telling the truth. But in this case...
So bottom line, it is like that. She has to...
In this case, she has to get another get.
She has to get another get.
But what's the din? In other words, once she has it, she's now magurish, and she lost it, then... It changes. Is a chalais that's no longer as a suffix, or it's
we just don't know. We need edus.
So but saying the halacha, she has it in her hand. She was makabalit. By that moment, she was magurit.
Exactly.
Now she lost it. Or mm-hmm. Somebody lost
right.
It. So it's just oila b'suffik.
Exactly.
It's not. But lemaisa, she it's not azus. She's magurish.
Right. She is. So in her world, the question: what in her world? She knows what happened. She know we have no idea what happened, but she knows what happens. So and she knows
the shliach knows he gave it to her. The husband knows he sent the shliach. She lost it.
Right.
So
I think it's going more towards if she wants to remarry and based in one to
find. Now they have a selfie because we're
She has to show the get because,
Then she said
because
lost
there's
it.
Not aiding.
So then you get right up a new get.
Exactly, right. You write a new get. The question would be, let's say Imnasa, let's say she gets married because she knows she really got divorced.
Right.
Then do we force him to get divorced? Right, the second one? Right. I don't know.
Right.
Okay, new Mishnah. This Mishnah is very dear to me. This is my first semester in YU, so I was a Rosenzweig share. This is the first January we came. We learned this Mishnah. This is very exciting. I had no idea what he was talking about for the entire year. But this is my first Mishnah in YU.
It's because you didn't speak English.
And I still don't. But and I had no idea what was going on. I remember, and the
it's
second
year. Because my first Mishnah, I went the first year to Neir Israel in Toronto.
Uh huh.
So I had Nara Murasa, Abiyu Baala, Mafini Drea, Afara, Bila, Fara, Fala, Bena Tarek, Lamar Shikali. Because we have to learn it by heart. I even remember it till today. That was the first Mishnah you ever learned. I mean, they had from the Gemara.
Wow.
I hear that.
But it's similar because he was also Nara.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. There's like 8 different sheetahs here. Let's see what I remember here. Nara Murasa, a girl who's engaged, he, Vavia Makablan, as Gita. So she's engaged now, and then now her husband, the fiancé, if you will, decides to divorce her. So both she and her husband are able to, rather she and her father, either one, are able to be makabel the get. So Rashi says...
Murasa, so she's
a exactly, she's engaged, so she's... well, not necessarily a gadol, she's a nara. So, but look what Rashi says. Rashi says, oh, he, oh, avia, he yeshla yad ha gadol, like you said, she's a gadol, so she has a yad, she has the ability to accept something. Ve'avia nami zaka the kabbalah, the father also has the ability to accept. Her hand exists because she's a gadola. Vim ha'isa yisoma, had she been an orphan, he mahava es asma, she would have married herself. He makabel es gita, and she could accept it. Hashinami lo shana, it shouldn't change. But there's an additional yad that the father also has a certain zechus of being makabel the get, so long as she doesn't entirely leave the rishus. If she gets married, so then the father has no longer a yad. She's only engaged 1 foot out the door, but 1 foot still in the door, so then the father still has some yad. They both have a yad.
Is it a different get, or is it the same type of get?
Same type of get.
Even though it's from engaged.
Right. Comes on Amr Bihuda, Ein Shte Yadayim Zochas Kachas Elavia Makablas Gita Bifad. It's impossible. There's always one hand. There's one hand, and they can't have two hands, so the one hand is the father's hand. That's all. The father has a hand, and he accepts the get. The chol, fine. That's the first part. I remember Rose like drawing these different circles on the board as if only time ever, my first like danger he ever drew diagrams on the board. But when we say that Rehuda holds that the father has a hand, does that mean she has no hand? Or she, who in theory has a hand, is just being overshadowed by the father's hand, but it exists somehow there. And if the father were to die, your hand would just... Right, but the question that he was pointing out, and through Rishonim, is the hand there, and if the father removes the hand, and it always existed? Or if the father dies, then she grows a hand, if you will. In theory, she has no hand currently until the father dies. And the Rishonim spoke about this, and I don't remember how they spoke about this, but found. So then the Mishnah says, V'chol she'ena yecholu lishmar zgita, eina yecholu hiskarish. And any woman who's not able to watch over her get, she doesn't have the das to be shomer, she's not able to accept the get either, or be divorced even.
I guess according to Behuda, she was to be makabla get, would that even have any chalais?
If she would be makabla, right, would it work?
Would have any chalais at all?
So Gemara says, B'mai kemithlagi, what's machlokes Rabbanan versus Behuda, whether she also has a hand or not? Rabbanan savre yoda yisei rasa zachi l'rachmana. There's a special, the Torah gave her an edit, a zechus, to also have a hand. Doesn't give us a pasuk here. And Rabbi Yehuda Savar b'makom avia yad dilei lav klumhi. In the context of her father, her hand is worthless. So you have to figure out what that means. If you look at Rashi, Rashi is yad dida lav klumhi, dilegamre okmi rachmana b'rshusei kol yumei naros elam kei nises. That she's completely in the control of her father, and therefore she has no yad. So there's a long Tosu discussion with these in Yanim as well. He talks about a katana and whatnot. How are we doing with time? Should we do the Tosfos? I don't have so much time. Right, if we get the end, maybe we'll go back to the Tosfos. So that's machlokas, whether or not she has a hand or not. So this machlokas is a very strange way to explain the machlokas as well. Unclear what's behind all this, but that's what the Rishonim talk about here. Gemara then says, V'chol she'ena yichol l'shmor zgita, if she's not able to watch over the get, then she can't be divorced. Tanu Rabbanan, katana hayudas, Lishmort Gita Miskareshes, a girl, young girl, who knows how to watch her get, she can be divorced. V'sheini Yoldas Lishmort Gita Inu Miskareshes, and a girl who cannot, does not know how to be Shomer, she can't get divorced. Ezehi Katana Yoldas Lishmort Gita, how do you know whether she's capable of watching the get? Kol Shemishameres and Gita V'davar Acher. Davar Acher. My comment, what does it mean? She could watch this and something else. It doesn't. If she could watch again, she could watch a toy, then she's able to be divorced. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, Amar of Yochanan Hachi Kamar, Kol Shemishameres Davar Acher, Machmas Gita. If she could watch something out, something else that's in place of the get. So what does that even mean? So Rashi explains, Kol Shemishameres Davar Acher, Machmas Gita, Shim of the Gita, Mishameres Davar Acher, Sheino Domolo, Visvura Shu Gita. So if she loses her get, and she says, all right, I don't need the get, I'll just draw a nice little picture, I'll cover something, I'll watch that instead. So then, that's the halacha where we're saying it is a good get. She knows enough to just watch something. Something has to be watched, even though she doesn't know exactly what's being written on it. That's sufficient. So I remember also a few weeks in, so Rav Rosenzweig calls on people in the shir. He asks you to read and asks questions. So this is the sugi. He called me. I was a few weeks in. I was terrified, not knowing what he was talking about. And then he called me to read this Gemara. So I read the Gemara. I had no idea what was going on. He started asking these questions. I just looked at him blankly. Nothing to say. I don't know. And it was extremely mortifying for me. But I stuck with it. And, yeah. Okay. So, says the Gemara, Maskif la Rav Huna, Bar Manoach. So he asks the question, Hashot Abamahi, what kind of shmir is that? She loses the get and she watches a picture of a Mickey Mouse instead of the get. And that gives her the das to watch over that she could be divorced. That's a shota. That's exactly how I felt, right. Remember, he asked the Gemara Yevamos. I didn't even know what Gemara Yevamos was. So there's a Gemara Yevamos here. You see Tosus quotes the Gemara Yevamos here about the definition of a shota. That's what I was, exactly. I was a shota, and I still am a shota. So the Gemara says, Ela Amar Huna bar Manoach Mishmei Derav Acha Bre Deravika Kol Shemavchenas Ben Gita L'davar Acher. No. She knows how to distinguish between a picture of Mickey Mouse and a get. That gives her the das, and then you're able to divorce her. That's what it's referring to. That's the shear of das needed for receiving a get. Okay, Gemara now says, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rebbe Asi, Tsuror Vizarko. If she gives her a rock, she chucks it. What do I do with a rock? And it goes to give her a nut. Vanola, she takes it. Zochlasmo. She knows how to distinguish between what's something that's valuable and what's something that's not valuable. Tsuror has no purpose, and Egos has a purpose. Vein Zochlachem, but so she's able to be Zochen Kona for herself. But she cannot be makne for others. She doesn't have enough das to be makne for other people. If Rashi says, Zocha la'atzmo, ve'ena zocha la'cherem, im zicha adam l'chaveru davar ayde oso katan. If I, let's say, I want to give Andy something, so I give it to the katan to accept on behalf of Andy. Shemasa biyada achevet v'amar zocha v'achevet zel aploni, lo zocha. That katan does not have enough das to be zocha for somebody else. He knows how to accept things for himself. He's very selfish, very self-centered, as children are, and adults.
A kid at 3 years old already knows that.
Right, so it could be a very young age.
I mean, at least yeah, my grandkids, I see yeah, that yeah. If you give them a stone, they'll throw it out, and you give them a piece of food, they'll eat it.
100%, so they could acquire things. You say, here, listen, Shimon, I'm going to give you this and accept it for your tati.
They
well, I don't know what that means. So that's the gather, so that doesn't work.
But is that, I don't understand, is that for what?
The cow will get.
For anything.
Like
no.
We say that ketanim are not kone.
No, they're kone, but they're not makne.
Oh, they're not makne.
And they're not zocha either for others.
There is no gzeina.
There's no gzeil. If you take from them, you darchi shalom, right? So then let's say, chepes umachzir lachesha. Let's say you give them an object, and after time, someone claims it from them, they'll give it to them. So, oh, this is yours, they return it back. They're willing to share. They know how to share, which also could be at 3, 4 years old, could be a little bit older than that. So they're willing to return things back. Zocha bein lasma bein lachem. He's able to be zocha for himself and also be zocha for others as well. So ki amrisa kame de Shmuel, when they said this in front of Shmuel, Amr Li, so he says to me, Davada Achasi, this is the same exact shir. These two Rashi says the Shteta Kanus Elu Dinam Shavah, they're the same exact thing. What does that mean, my Davada Achasi? We just said they're two different shirim. There's one shir for being Zocha for himself, and there's another shir for being Zocha for others. So Amr of Chista, what it means is Echad Zev Echad Zev Zoch Lasma Vein Zoch Lachirim. What do you mean? My kid knows how to share sometimes, but he has no idea what it means to be Zoch for somebody else. Even if he's willing to share and return objects back, doesn't mean he has the das to be Zoch for Achirim. So even in that case, he's not Zoch for Achirim. That's what Rav Chista says. I think we should keep going, right? I think we have time. And also, if we want to do those Tosfos, I don't think we'll have time for those Tosfos. Gemara says, Masiv Rav Chinina. Rav Chinina asks, Rav Chinina Vardin, that was his name. Keita Mishtatvin B'Mavoy. So Mavoy, we don't really know what Mavoy is. We don't have Mavoys nowadays, but these alleyways that connected different neighborhoods together. Within the neighborhoods, there was a chatzer that all the houses came together, but between each neighborhood, then there was these mavois that connected the bigger neighborhoods, and those mavois connected to the larger highways. When it comes to a mishtatfin b'mavoi, making a sheet of mavos, connecting the mavois that you could carry within them, meniach as a chavis, you place down a jug, a barrel, and you say, v'amar harei zu l'chol b'nei ha-mavoi, u'mezach l'chol adam, aide b'no, u'bita ha-gdolam, aide avdov shivchaso ha-var. The way it works, avadim it should be probably. The way it works is when, let's say you're making a shita mivalos, or for our case is erev chatzeros, you have to be zoche for the entire community. So when I go down to Florida for Shabbos, so I stay in my parents' apartment there. So I need to make a erev chatzeros for the building. I can't carry in the building otherwise, and it happens. Hotels is different because that's owned by one person. When it comes to apartment buildings, so if I, you know, different people own them, so the area, the lobbies are publicly owned, so you have to make a Erev Chatzeros there.
That's when it's a condo.
If it's owned. So it depends how, but it has to be owned by someone, different people. So I can't give it to my wife, so someone else has to be Zocha on the path of anyone else who's Jewish who's in the apartment building. So you can't give it to your wife because that's giving it back to yourself. It has to be to a third party. So I didn't need to go to Chabad guy and down the street and hey Zocha for everyone in the apartment building. So you need to give it to some third party. Same thing with it comes to making the sheet of mevos. So you have to give it to somebody to be Zocha for everyone else who's there. So the Gemara says you could give it to your children who are gedolim. You could give it to your eved. You could give it to your shivcha to be Zocha on behalf of everybody else. So the Gemara wants to know, hi shivcha echidami. What exactly is the nature of the shivcha that we're referring to here? So, idi asya shtei saros my boy gave. So, I'm wrong. Before, it was supposed to be shivcha sa havarim, a Jewish one, Amma Ivriya. So, last week's parsha we learned, and 2 weeks ago, Amma Ivriya is only there when she's a katana. But the moment she gets shtei saros, she's no longer my rishus anymore. So, it can't be where she received, where she already is above as a gedola, because I can't own her. She's not mine anymore. Ela lav de la asya shtei saros, yet katani zocha lacher. So, if she's in my rishus, so it clearly means she's below the age of 12. And the Gemara says that she's able to be Zocha on behalf of other people. So we see that there is an age of a katana where she can be Zocha Ide Acherim. That's a kasha against Rav Chisa. Rav Chisa said no. Any child could only be Kona, but they can never be Zocha for others. But this Brisa could only be understood if we say that a katana can even be Zocha for others as well. So the Gemara says, Shaini Shitufei Mevaos Dirabanan. On a deraisa level, she's not able to be machna for others, zocha for others. On a derabana level, we're able to be makel and allow them to be.
Is it that she took the mavos as derabana, or carrying in a mavo is derabana?
Carrying in a mavo is derabana, right? Deraisa, it's only in Rosh Hashanah.
If it would be Rosh Hashanah, then we wouldn't be able to do it.
Exactly. If you look at Rashi, see, Rashi says, to your point, shitufa mavos derabana, dimidiraisa in iselachnis lotzi elamishus hayachel Rosh Hashanah. There are two basic isurim when it comes to tzah. One is from rishus to rishus only applies to rishus yachid, rishus rabim, or vice versa. Or in rishus rabim itself, carrying more than dal amos would also be in nisa deraisa. But when it comes to mevos, it does not have a din of rishus rabim, either because it doesn't have 16 amos wide streets, or because it doesn't have 600,000 people walking there, whatever gedder you use, it's clearly not going to be considered a din to isa deraisa. So therefore, since it's derabanan, you can be makel to be zocha idei acherim. Okay, then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chista, Ishtik, Vardin. So Rashi says, Ishtik Vardin, Nelam. He became mute. He lost his voice, wasn't able to speak. Shalo Hishiv Chuval Teridzeh. So he didn't ask a question. He should have followed up and said, My Havalei, what should he have asked? What should he have said here? He should have said, Kol Detikin Rabbanon, Kein Deraisa Tikin. Right, any din derabanan has the same status and stature as a deraisa, and therefore, so since it works on deraisa levels, meaning the fact that it works that she's trusted for, meaning the din of shitufa mivalos, even though it's derabanan, she has the same status as a deraisa. So once we see Shtei Saros works, rather Am Ivir works for Din Derabanan, it should really also work for Din Deraisa, because all Derabanans were modeled after Deraisas. So there shouldn't really be distinctions between Derabanans and Deraisas.
So it's still a good kasha.
Exactly. It would still be a good kasha against Rav Chisda,
right,
that seemingly it works, Ketanim can be Zoch Aydechim for Derabanans and Deraisas alike. So Gemara Seidach says, "Ki Amrinan." When we say called the talking Rabbanan King Deraisa Tikkun, when is that true? B'milsa de Isla Ikum Min Torah. When there is some basis in the Torah, aval milsa de Lesa Ikum Min Torah lo. But something that has no basis in the Torah doesn't work. So apparently, Shituf Mevos has no basis in the Torah, even though it's similar to Rishon Rabim. But the concept of Mevos has no real basis in the Torah, so we don't take it the full length and saying it's King Deraisa Tikkun. I would imagine they bring some rise and examples here. I don't see any examples here, but either way, that's the clause. Since, again, Shitufa Mavos has no base in the Torah, it's a pure Derabanan, and that's why the Ketanim can be Zocha, but something that's a Deraisa, or something that's a Derabanan, that's a Kain Deraisa, ain't a Chanami, it wouldn't work, Aide Ketanim. Okay, stop here. Shkoyach.